the chairperson of the conference, fellow director general, heads of delegations, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. May I, on behalf of Zambia, take the opportunity to congratulate the dynamic leader and director general of FAO, His Excellency Da Silva, for his re-election, and I wish him all the best. Chairperson, Zambia recorded impressive economic growth rates over the last 10 years. This growth is as a result of mainly the mining sector. The mining industry contributes almost 90% of the country's exports. Over the last 5 years, the country has also been a net exporter of grain in the region and beyond. For example, this year Zambia is exporting 1 million metric tons of maize. Chairperson, despite the positive statistics on the economic growth, this has not impacted positively on rural poverty and the food security status. The government is extremely concerned that the country has not achieved the target on Millennium Development Goal number one. The 2014 report on state of food and security in the world does not show a reduction in the number of undernourished people in Zambia. The government acknowledges that the agricultural sector plays a critical role in the country's economy and that broader growth in agriculture could stimulate job creation and enhance rural resilience and break the chain of rural poverty and hunger. Given Zambia's vast resource endowment in terms of land, labor, and water, government has put in place the following interventions to address poverty, food, and nutrition insecurity. Number one, the Farmer Input Support Program. This program, Mr. Chairperson, is targeting 1.2 million smallholder farmers and is designed to improve farmers' access to inputs such as fertilizer and seed. This is to increase agricultural production and productivity. The inputs under this program are subsidized by government. Number two, the Food Security Pack. This is a social security program targeting over 300,000 vulnerable households in the communities. It provides seeds and fertilizers to beneficiary households. Number three, the social cash transfer. This program, Chairperson, is targeting 45,000 households. Number four, the school feeding program. This program covers 860,000 school children in 2,200 schools in the country. It covers cereals, pulses, oils, and fats. Number five, irrigation development. The country, Mr. Chairperson, has irrigable land of 2.7 million hectares. Currently, only 425,000 hectares are under irrigation. We are targeting to double the land under irrigation in the next 5 years. Irrigation gives farmers an opportunity to cultivate and produce different crops all year round without depending so much on rain-fed agriculture. Number six, the farm block development. This program is aimed at bringing 1 million hectares of land under cultivation in the next 10 years. 10% of this will be allocated to co-ventures and the remaining 90% will be allocated to small, medium and large-scale farmers. On average, the 10 farming blocks to be developed will employ close to 4 million people. Number seven, farm mechanization. The program's major thrust is to promote utilization of motorized and or improved farm equipment and implements such as jab planters, motorized sprayers, small cultivators and tractors targeting small and medium-scale farmers. Number eight, livestock development. The livestock subsector contributes 35% to agricultural gross domestic product. The government has embarked on programs aimed at expanding the subsector's contribution to economic growth. Although the livestock subsector is relatively unexploited, it is recognized as an increasingly dynamic part of the agricultural economy. The programs being implemented include the establishment of livestock breeding centers, livestock service centers, and the scaling up of animal health interventions. Number nine, fisheries development. Government is promoting conservation of fish stocks in natural water bodies and promoting fish farming. This is aimed at increasing fish stocks and promoting the sustainable utilization of the fisheries resources to improve its availability. Number 10, crop diversification. Under this program, Chairperson, farmers are being encouraged to grow other food crops besides the staple crop maize. These include sorghum, millet, cassava, sweet potatoes, tree crops, vegetables, and horticultural crops. Diversified crop production is aimed at enhancing dietary diversification for improved nutrition. Chairperson, through the above interventions, Zambia is expected to break the cycle of rural poverty, food and nutrition insecurity. The government wishes to make Zambia a perpetual food surplus country in the region, a major contributor to agricultural trade in the region, and a solution to the problem in the region. We are therefore grateful to our staff here in Rome and also in your Zambia office for the collaborative efforts to end hunger in Zambia. I thank you for your kind attention.